Welcome to the K&M Queens podcast. I'm Kristen.
I'm Madison.
And I'm Maggie.
And let's jump into this week's episode.
Let's go.
Woo! So, how was everyone's weekend?
It was really good. I got a new couch.
Nice. That's exciting.
So exciting.
It looks nice. I like it.
It's so comfy. Matt and I both can fit on it perfectly.
And Zeus can have room on it.
All three of us can fit on it. So Matt can lay like sideways on it, and he's 6'5", 6'6". And then I can lay on the chase, and him and I don't touch. And then Zeus, and then Zeus can lay on there, and then all of us don't touch.
Wait, yes. I like how you pointed out the fact that you don't touch.
Well, yeah, because like, look, I mean, you saw our other couch. The three-seater.
Yeah.
We literally were just so cramped all the time.
I just have to laugh at the fact that you're like, I finally have a thing that you don't touch me.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. I mean, we share a queen size bed, so yeah, I mean, I'm touched all the time.
Straight up need to upgrade to a king size bed. It is the
best. Tax return.
It's so gonna good. Be so nice. Yeah, I mean, our couch that we have is like huge.
You guys are like, it doesn't fit in your living room.
You guys are like different time zones. Like,
I like it. I get my own like little space, and then the dogs just like to cuddle right up to me, and then I have no space.
Yeah, Zeus does the same thing. I'm like, dude, you have this entire couch, and you want to be like on my chest and on my face. Yes.
I have Tracer on one side, and then Rainer wants to go underneath the blanket, so he's on the other side. I'm just like.
Currently, when Noah and I are gaming together, he is on the futon playing on the second TV, and I am in the corner of the couch playing on my TV, and we have two separate TVs going because Gamer Cup of Goals. It's so bad, but it's so much fun because he's over on his TV, like, yelling at the TV, like, with headset on, so he can't hear how loud he's being. It's really entertaining.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying. How do you find it entertaining? I find it so annoying when they're yelling. No, so loud.
I think I just find it entertaining because I'm like, okay, this must be how he feels when I'm yelling at the TV.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
when
I get
playing
that.
My games. Because I admit, when something's not going right in my game and I'm getting agitated because, you know, like, I'm pressing all the right buttons, I'm doing the right thing, why is my person not doing what I need to do? I start yelling at the TV.
Okay, I get that because when I played, okay, yes, I'm old. I used to play the PlayStation, like, 2 and 1.
Have you seen the things that Noah and I have?
Yes, I know, but...
Noah has the Nintendo 64.
Those are fun. So, the good games back in the day.
Yes.
I used to yell. I couldn't play games. I used to yell. I wanted to throw my controller at the TV once. Because I used to play Narnia. Yes, Narnia.
Hey, that's fun.
That's so fun. I could not beat this one level, and I was getting so frustrated. I wanted to, like, throw the remote. So it's bad playing games.
Sometimes when I play Assassin's Creed, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
My sister said that game's fun.
It is a lot of fun.
I could play it since
I love it.
The game share thing, because you have it.
I have it, too. I have all of them. I have an issue.
Yeah, my sister used to play the old ones, she said.
They were so good. I want to find, I'm hoping that someday they revamp all of the, like, original Assassin's Creed. So, the original Assassin's Creed, and then the storyline with Ezio.
Yep.
Because that'd be awesome if they could revamp all of those. Because, like, the newer ones, like, from Black Flag up, it's not bad to play on the Xbox One. Like, the graphics are...
really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For, like, being a 360 game, like, the graphics are really good.
Yeah.
But, oh, God, I was playing the Ezio collection. And I was like, oh, wow. Wow. I'm so used to, like, the new one.
You're like, wow, this is horrible.
Like, wow. This was good for, like, 360, but, oh,
the graphics.
My God.
There's probably a difference.
Yep. So I'm hoping that they revamp because they are revamping one of my favorite games. I'm so excited for when it comes out. I might actually go ahead and pre-order this. Mass Effect. They are revamping. It is going to be the Mass Effect Legendary Edition. I am so excited. My brother and I used to play these games all the time.
Yeah, that's when you told me about, like, a couple weeks ago, right?
Always.
That you found and you were, like, freaking
it?
Out.
So it is a... you are so far in the future, like, you're an Earthling. But it is so far in the future where, like, we are in outer space. We are finding different planets. Like, you're part of this team that's going out and searching for all these different things. It's an awesome game. And I can't wait because it was one of the games that got me into, like, the shooter games.
Yeah.
Because it was so much fun and it's so many different characters, so many different aliens, and it's just so cool to run around.
So, yeah, Aliens, I watched, I can't remember what movie it was.
I will not watch The Fourth Kind again.
No, it's a movie that's based in Heber, Arizona, which is, like, 30 minutes? No, like 10 minutes from where Matt and I used to live, where someone was abducted by an alien, like legitimately. Like they have like alien shit like all around Heber.
Cool. Is that like
and
near
it's
that
a movie? And like it was all cool, like leading up to it, because like I knew like the history, I knew where it was. Like they were saying Snowflake. I was like, I know where that is. That's where Matt used to live. Like all this stuff. And then it showed like when the aliens took him. And that gave me so much anxiety. I was like sitting there, like shaking. It was, yeah, it gave me heebie-jeebies.
So wait, like this, like legit happened. Like this person went missing.
Oh yeah.
So
in Arizona, like so where I grew up in St. John's, this is probably like a hour, like 45-minute hour drive from where I live.
How do they know it was aliens?
Because the guy came back to Earth. Like he came back
they
and he
come
was like,
back. Don't they usually not remember?
Yeah, they
what
like probed him in his butt.
Ew.
So yeah. So I saw a shirt on Facebook and it was like, ask me about my butthole. And I was like, wait, what? No.
Wait, so is that like kind of like, is Arizona near that alien, whatever it's called, that place?
Area 51?
Yeah.
I think so.
So is that place near Area 51 where all the alien stuff happens?
Sorry, listeners. I am looking it up.
Yes, we're talking about aliens. I won't. No. Well, that movie. Well, I bet that would give you the heebie-jeebies because you know where that is.
Area 51 is in Nevada.
Okay, so not that close.
Not that close, no. But, yeah. No, like, yeah. The whole movie was just creepy. I was just sitting there like,
how? Because you know where it is.
How did he know? Because I thought they.
Yeah, you would remember.
They always wiped the memory.
Apparently not this guy. He, like, fought aliens. Like, you guys have to watch this movie. Like, it's, they put, like, this thing over his eye, and, like, they're, like, trying to do surgery on him.
Like, so, is this based on his story? Like,
yeah,
his
based
own,
on
like.
Him. Yeah.
Are they sure he's not crazy?
Yeah. No, and, like, that's the thing, like, they covered in the movie. They were like, look, this guy's just crazy. Like, he just went missing, and, they're like, his friends were like, no. Like, we saw it come down, and, like, hit him with a light, and then he, like, passed out. So, they thought, like, oh, shit, he's dead. So they took the fuck off because they were like.
Oh. So they just left him there.
Well, they left him there, and then one of his friends came back, and he was gone.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, okay. And then he like came back to Earth, and it's funny because like the gas station where he was dropped off, like looks very familiar to me, and I'm like, oh, that's creepy. But he was like butt naked, and like yeah, it like fucked with him so. That like, he was not the same when he came back.
Oh, I could imagine.
I believe it.
And like thinking about it, if I was abducted by aliens,
I'd be cray cray too.
I would probably be in a mental hospital. Like I couldn't do it.
I probably would have been in a mental hospital.
And like the thing is, like so many people when he came back were probably like
thought he was crazy.
Well, and the thing is like I don't know if this really happened, but in the movie, like the first day he came back. Like, think about it. You just went through something, like, extremely traumatic.
You have no idea how long you've been gone for, because to him, it could have felt like...
I think he was gone for, like, a couple of days.
For
like,
him,
4 or 5
felt
days.
Like hours. And...
But it probably felt like months to him.
Oh, yeah.
He was so dehydrated, like, no food, no water while he was there, like, nothing. But, like, in the movie, he came back, and everyone had, like, this big celebration for him. And he, like, freaked out and, like, went underneath the table and was, like, shaking. And I was like, well, like, obviously, like, that's going to happen. Like, you don't throw a huge party when someone missing comes back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but do you throw a huge party? And I know this is awful. But do you throw a huge party when a child comes home that's been missing for a while?
No.
You just let the child kind of get used to it, and then you have like people slowly come over. But no, this family just threw a huge ass party, and it was a surprise party for him, and it freaked him out, which freaked me out too. If I was just abducted by aliens and had something probe my butthole, I'm all set.
Probably pulled more than that.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, I can't remember what the movie was.
Sounds interesting. I don't know if I could watch it, but it sounds interesting.
All right, then Maggie has to watch it.
Okay.
I guess I'll watch it, but I'd just be freaked out the whole time if it's based on a true story. I didn't like The Fourth Kind because that was based on a true story and it freaked me out.
Never seen The Fourth Kind.
Yeah, I won't watch it again.
Literally, the first thing that pops up on Google is The Fourth Kind.
Yeah. It's based on a true story. No thanks. It's about someone getting abducted by aliens.
See, like, I'm always interested in it, but, like, it just freaks me out. By the way, the movie I'm talking about is Fire in the Sky.
Oh.
The guy who got abducted, what was his name? Travis Walton.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was
creepy.
And like the part that like when he was abducted and he was like with the aliens was all based off of his experience and like what he remembers. So like there's a part where he's like in this like cocoon thing. And he's, like, trying to get out of it. And it just grosses me out because it looks all, like, slimy and, like, gooey. I'm like, ew. And, like, he's, like, floating in space. And he goes up and he, like, kicks someone in the head. And, like, a mask falls off. And, yeah, I was not okay. I came home. Matt and I were done watching it. And I was like, we got to watch something, like, funny now. Like, I can't go to bed just watching that. Like,
No. After that, no.
I even told him, I'm starting to get anxiety. I was, like, all shaky. Like,
well, because it puts a thing in your head of, like, okay, this, like, could this be real? Because, like, when you think about it, we can't be the only intelligent life form.
Oh god, no.
Entire
universe.
Yeah, no. Oh no, I am like 99.9% sure there's life on other
but planets. I guess they just want to take us and explore us.
But it also like makes you question like how many other, because like
it makes me wonder if there's any other humans.
I am a nerd. I watch Marvel. I mean, we all know this. So just like it makes you wonder like what other life forms, like humanoid, non-humanoid, are out there?
I think there's humans on it.
It kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Who knows?
It really and truly does. It creeps me out. My mind does not like going down that road.
No, I don't like going on that road either. I'll just go for like hours.
My mind will shut itself down and be like, nope.
I mean, we don't even use all of our brain anyway, so who knows what we could actually do if we could use all of it.
We'd probably be unstoppable, honestly. Like,
maybe I'd be smarter.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just... Yeah, that movie creeped me out so bad. But, it was a good movie.
And now you want to make me watch it.
Yeah, you need to watch it so you and I can talk about it.
Okay.
I guess I'll
watch I'm not going to lie. It's really slow in the beginning.
No.
Like, it was made in the 90s, like, okay. Early 90s, so,
oh.
Like...
Oh, God.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can kind of see how, like, Arizona was set up back in the day, because it kind of looks like it.
Okay.
But...
All right.
And, yes, there is woods. He actually gets abducted in the woods. Yeah. Like, the saucer came down, and then, yeah.
Nice. Creepy.
Whatever you say.
You're gonna watch it.
Whatever you say.
Mm. So I started playing that game.
What game?
The whatchamacallit?
Lego.
The Lego.
Hell yeah!
Star Wars. I got to the first part and then that was it.
It's so much fun.
No, I got bored.
What?
What?
I don't know. I just find it like it was fun, but not fun. Like I don't know. I was tired too.
I bet you would like the Harry Potter ones.
I want to get the Harry Potter ones. Because it's like $40.
You're interested more in Harry Potter than you are in Star Wars.
I couldn't figure out like some of the stuff in Star Wars, like the shooting aspect. And then I finally got the hang of it in the beginning when you have like all these characters and you can switch from each one and then work your way getting rid of everyone. But I don't know.
I mean, I have the Harry Potter one, so I can let you borrow them. if you want to play them.
How?
Do you have them on DVD? Not DVD.
I have it on Xbox. Yeah. I have, like, the physical discs.
Oh, the physical discs.
Yes, I have the physical discs.
I might just buy them.
I know. I'm thinking about buying them.
That we could just game share.
Yeah, true. What am I thinking? We could just game share.
That's how I can get
Venmo, I'll Venmo you half for it.
Okay.
Or give you cash. Okay. So you don't have Venmo. So I'll just give you cash.
Okay. Half of it. Sweet.
Bro, you need to get yourself a Venmo.
I know. My sister laughed at me because I didn't have Venmo.
Yeah,
you really don't have Venmo?
Get with the times, Kristen.
I don't want to get with the times. Back in the day was so much better than times now. But no, I would.
Speaking of times, millennials.
They don't want no skinny jeans. Like, come on now.
So,
no, but they want to bring back the low-rise jeans.
Oh, I mean,
hell no.
If I was skinnier, yeah.
No. But I like never a trend that should come back.
Well, I always used to wear low. I am wearing low, but I used to wear them. And then this year, well, last year, I bought high-rise pants, and I love them now.
High-rise is the only way.
Because it covers my fatness, even though people will be like, yeah, fat.
You're not fat.
Yes, I am.
You're not fat. Neither of you are fat.
To me, I am.
But they're just so nice because I'm like, I don't feel as though my butt crack is showing.
Exactly.
Yep, my underwear is not showing.
I don't have to wear a tank top underneath to keep it.
I mean, I still do wear tops underneath because that's right.
I know back in in middle school, God. Everyone always wore tank tops.
Like everyone wore like four layers of tank tops and then they had the shirt on.
Well, yeah, they wore their t-shirt and they had the tank top over it, which was
God.
I did that.
I look back now and I'm like, that is so bad. And the thing is, so I used to be a Mormon, used to be LDS, not anymore. But Mormons still do that. They will wear a shirt and then get a spaghetti strap and put it over. And I just, even when I was a Mormon, I was like, what's the point?
It's like, trendy.
But now it's not trendy. It just looks weird.
When did you switch your nose piercing?
You just noticed. It's been done for like a couple weeks.
No, when did you switch from the black one?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, she Snapchatted me about it. Black or silver?
No, that was like a while. That was before I left for Arizona in December.
Either way.
Yeah, I changed it a couple weeks ago.
Why?
I like it.
The black was just, I don't know, I felt the black just looked weird on my face.
I like the silver.
Sorry, guys.
I don't know. I don't know. Because, like, this one's starting to close up. I don't know if I want to go get my other side done.
I want to go get ears piercing. I want to get another piercing. I don't know.
Oh, I'm not wearing bottom ones today.
I'm not wearing my second holes, but I don't know if I want my third holes or just, like, you know, in between.
I want the one that wraps around right here.
Yeah, like
I want that one, but I heard that one hurts so bad.
Or, like, what Danielle has, like, right in here.
I can't do this one. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. I listen to – I have AirPods.
Oh, does that – would that affect that?
Oh, yeah.
I think so,
You can't put it in, so it's
okay,
not
never mind, then.
I still want to get my cartilage done.
I already have it.
I still just want to get this one done. My friend Monica has it, and, like, when I went to go get my nose done, she came with me, and, they tightened it for her, and it looks so good.
Don't you just get, like, a thing to go around it?
You just get, like, kind of like a hoop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you can also get up here,
on the top of your ear, like, in there?
Yeah.
No.
Well, if you want to talk to anyone about piercings, talk to my friend Emily. She's got her...
Yeah. She has three right here, which I kind of like. I like Mackenzie. How about Mackenzie has for earring?
Oh no, she's got like everything.
I wouldn't want the whole thing. I would just want like
she's got
here or here or something, or my third holes.
Because she used to get piercings done because she didn't think her mom would approve of tattoos, and now she gets tattoos done too.
I'm still a tattoo virgin.
So. My boss thought I had. She was like, we were talking about something today, and she was like, "Don't you have a couple tattoos?" And I was like, "In my dreams, I do. I just need to go get them done."
Same.
I lost but odds are to get it done,
but it's expensive.
It's worth it.
It all depends on the size of the tattoo. So if you get like a small one, it's not going to be that much. Probably well, like I have 50 like, bucks or 30. Or
I want one that like covers my entire forearm.
Yeah, that'll be.
And then I have my not my entire forearm. It's just like a sunflower, and then
yeah,
suficiente. And then I want to get my Arizona tattoo. I don't know where I'm going to put that yet, but
I'm also just like I'm a little terrified of going someplace and then like not liking how they do it. So I'm just like I gotta figure out where to go.
I love Chantel's tattoo of the compass on her side.
Yeah. Did she get that one done in Canada, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I like the one of my other friends, and well, Chantel has the writing on the other side, which I like too.
Yeah, I could never do that.
Her foot, not so much. I couldn't get a tattoo. The foot, that.
The painful.
Yeah.
No, but there's a place up in, I think, Lewiston called not Lewiston. I think it's in Sanford. Venom Inc. Our friend Colin, his parents.
Yes.
Oh, those look amazing.
Yeah, but that's an expensive place to go.
They are, but it's totally worth it.
There's also Cooper's. And Bedford? Cooper's Creations. I've heard that's good. Also, almost Famous in Portland's really good. That's where I went to get my nose pierced.
Yeah, that's good. They have lots of different places.
I just need to go and get it done. I just, need the money.
Well, that's why I've been, because, like, I'm paying for so much other stuff right now. I'm like, I can't justify paying for a tattoo because I have to pay for school. We're doing the house. Like, I have this and that. It's like, I want one, but
just start saving.
Other things take precedent over.
I don't know. Maybe Matt will get me a tattoo for my birthday.
Just put, like, $5 aside. Like, every time you have $5, and then eventually it will add up to so you can get a tattoo later on.
Well, I mean, like,
if you wanted.
I'd like to get one done before summer.
I'm doing it. I'm debating. Like, my mom, sister, and I want to go get a shamrock because we're all Irish. And I wanted to do something in honor of my Nana because I'm actually named after my Nana. So I'll do, like, a little shamrock with, like, either her birth date or just something else in it.
Are you going to do something from your grandpa, too?
Yes. I don't know what I want to do, though. He was a character and a half.
Just get his face tattooed.
No. I'm not that weird. I have thought about doing his hat, though.
I think that would be really cute.
His hat?
Well, okay. Hold on. Let me get it.
His hat.
His cute little hat.
Oh, yeah, the one that you have hanging in your
kitchen. Yeah, but I'm debating if I want to do, like, his favorite one, which is the polka dot hat.
You can just get two.
I could. Or, because I thought about, like, doing, like, a little state of Rhode Island with the hat hanging off the side of it.
That'd be cute. I like that.
And then I kind of want to see if my sister wants to get, like, little elephants where they connect when we put them up side by side.
Mm-hmm.
I have the big elephant. She has the little elephant.
My sister and I want to get sister tattoos. We almost got them done when we were in Arizona, but ran out of time. And frankly, we ran out of money. So we're trying to get my dad to do, like, so, like, my brother won't ever get a tattoo, which is cool. Like, each is their own. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
My sister wants a tattoo. My sister wants her entire back done, which I was like, dude.
Ow.
Okay, sure. Whatever.
Painful. Okay.
That's what you say until you have your first one. And then you're like, nope. Because I even told her, I was like, dude, I've heard on the spine hurts like a bitch. Like, there's no way you're gonna be able to sit through that. But it's what she wants to do. And then I obviously want a couple tattoos. And then my dad mentioned, like, a couple years ago about getting, like, all of our names on him. So we asked him, like, hey, would you get a tattoo with us? And he was like, well, what kind? So now we have to think about. I kind of want to do something, like, music related, because, like, my dad's all about music.
That'd be cool.
I think maybe doing, like, a little Rocket, because my dad loves Elton John. So Rocket Man.
Yep.
Thought about doing something like that, but
you could do a little Rocket with, like, music notes coming out the back of it.
Ooh, that'd be cute. I wonder, like, I don't know if my dad would do that.
It'd be too girly.
Yeah, it might be a little too girly for him. I don't know. I also just thought about getting Hernandez tattooed on me.
Or
it's my birth name.
Or he could do a Rocket with a little Elton John on the front of it.
I don't see my sister getting that done, though. I can see my sister getting Rocket done because we all have it. And I like the music notes. I don't know if my dad, because we tried to convince him to do the Ohana.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't for that. He was like, yeah, no. And I think he's like, that's just a little, if anyone has a tattoo, like, I love it. My dad just thinks it's a little tacky, which, whatever. I mean, he's 50-something years old. He has his own opinion. Like, go for it.
He's a 50-something year old, really big Mexican dude.
Yes. So I don't really see him, like, having Ohana on him.
Doesn't that mean family?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And nobody gets left behind.
I love Lilo.
But we have to think of something because, and I want to get it done when we're all together. I don't want to do it like me in Maine and them in Arizona. Like I want to be in Arizona. So maybe when we go out in August, yeah, maybe we can save up. And... Sorry, Matt, I'm getting tattooed first. Nice. He wants to get covered. He wants to have like sleeves, chest, back, like
it's,
yeah. And I told him, I was like, and you're 26 and you don't even have one. So probably not gonna happen.
Probably not.
Well, I mean, you never know.
Yeah, but we also don't make like $10,000 a month where we can afford it. So
and that takes a long time to get an actual like hours.
But like I don't know.
They usually do
hours and weeks.
Yeah. The theme he wants to do, I'm for.
What is it?
He wants to do one arm Maine and then one arm Arizona.
That'd be kind of cool.
And I'm like, might steal that. I like that. Like that's really cool. Because you know, he was raised in Arizona. I mean, he was born in Arizona and raised in Maine.
Yeah.
And now he's back. So I think it would be cool.
I have a couple different ones I want to get done.
I don't know if I'd get Maine tattooed on me. I mean, I might, but
I want to get a dream catcher that wraps from top of my shoulder around and down.
It's gonna hurt right there.
Oh,
right,
I know it's gonna hurt. Yeah. It's gonna hurt like motherfucker. It's gonna hurt right back here too.
Oh yeah, the shoulder blade.
There's nothing back there.
Mm-hmm. I thought about getting one done back there, and then I'm like,
I am. But I think I'm also just like a little, because I've heard so many people have horror stories of getting color done.
Yeah.
It fades, so you'd have to keep going back.
Well, not like they're allergic, like,
oh yeah,
allergic to the colored ink, and people don't know, because you don't know until you start getting it done.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like debating doing black, white, and grayscale with maybe a couple like little pops of color.
And doesn't it cost more to get color done?
Yes.
So my friend LaDonna, she drew up, I think I showed you guys my sunflower tattoo.
Yeah.
So she drew that up for me, and she went to go get, she drew the most gorgeous rose and had it tattooed on her, and it's beautiful. So she went to go get like a touch up done, and she was like, hey, my friend wants to get a tattoo done. And I had to go to work, and I had plenty of money in my account to get it done, like plenty. And she was like, yeah, like this is the tattoo. And so he starts looking it over. He's like, well, where do you want it? And I was like, oh, I kind of like it right here. He's like, all right, well, pull your shirt down. Let's see. So I did, like, I pulled my shirt down. He was like measuring it. He's like, okay, give me 1 second. He goes and gets it like fully ready, loads his gun, ready to go, comes back. He's like, all right, you ready? And I bitched out. I was like, no, I got to go to work. I could have called out. I literally could have called out and I would have been fine. But instead, I was like, no, I don't want to get it done. And the big reason why is because I was still living with my mom.
Oh.
If I was living with Matt, oh yeah, I would have gotten it done. But I was living with my mom, who told me she would shave it off of me.
So, oh! Ow! What the hell?
Yeah, I never told you guys that.
No.
Yeah. My mom told me.
You didn't tell me that she would have shaved it off.
Yeah.
You.
Well, she said she would. This was when I was younger. But she told me if I ever came home with a tattoo, she would take a knife and shave off every layer of skin until the tattoo came
off.
If
you hit it correctly, she would never know.
And that's what LaDonna said. She was like, just hide it. I mean, she's like, you're going to move out eventually. And I was like, yeah, but... And I was also like, still trying to be Mormon then. So I was like, no, I can't do that.
Well, the thing is, though, like, if you do back here and it came down... Mm. It would have been easy enough to hide.
Well, not in Arizona if it's hot.
Exactly.
Yes.
Here, yes, because you could wear a t-shirt.
And I wear, you know, a bathing suit every fucking weekend.
Yeah.
True.
So, like, it's, like, really the only thing I could get done is on my stomach, and I don't want anything on my stomach.
Or, like, down here on your legs or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was my choice. But
I'm at some point going to go get it done. My mom knows, and...
I don't know if
we should all just get a tattoo of a crown on us now.
Oh yeah,
crown.
Yes, that'd be cool. The closest I ever got into a tattoo was a henna tattoo when I was in high school. Me and my friend, well, my friend at the time, we got them done at Old Orchard Beach, and it was a tramp stamp one.
Oh my god!
So we were, and the creepy thing was, that. We went out to this lake thing, and my aunt showed up, and she thought it was a real tattoo. And she's like, does your mom know about this? I was like, it's fake.
Okay, so, like, speaking of, like, henna tattoos, So we had the county fair that used to come to our town, tiny, tiny little town, and they would have a
henna shop. Is this the same place that you got your box?
No, that's what I was
doing. Can you not talk?
No, that's so my ears, they're pierced, but they're crooked because my mom took me to a county fair when I was 2 to have them done, and obviously.
This is a different place.
Oh,
okay. Different place.
Like way older. I was in high school, I used to drop so much money on hennas when they used to come into town. Like I'm surprised my mom didn't like put 2 and 2 together that like I like. And I used to draw on myself all the time. Like I used to just like cover my body. I'm surprised that like she hasn't caught on that like I want a tattoo yet. Because I would cover my body, I would get like hennas like on my arm like. Up my fingers, and not just like a normal henna, like I would pick out and like certain designs that I wanted, like specific designs that I wanted, and they would do it. But like my neck was done, my arms were done, I had a couple on my ankles. I used to drop like $150-$200 just in like hennas in a weekend.
I only got that one.
It was bad. It was really bad.
I had at one point, I had one right on the side of my stomach. There was when we were in Mexico. 2 dragons wrapping around each other.
That's cool.
It was cool. I got that one. My sister got like a little butterfly on the back of her arm. I had this bit, like it was a good like 5 inches.
Jesus Christ.
This was a big henna tattoo.
See, henna tattoos are good for when you don't not sure if you want to get a tattoo and if it's like in the spot you want. So you could just go and get one and see if it would look good in that spot you want. No?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little starter thing. I don't know if I get a tramp stamp, but
yeah,
that's, not now.
That's definitely a millennial thing.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yes. It was cool back in the day.
Which, okay, I just want to talk about that real quick. So what age? So like you guys are millennials.
Yes.
Yes.
We are the tail end of the millennials.
See, and I was born in 97, right?
You are Gen Z, I believe.
I am like right at the end of millennial and Gen Z, but I am definitely more millennial than I am Gen Z.
Yeah, you're not like the kids nowadays by far.
Who can't take no.
Exactly.
They're like I don't even know what this world's coming to.
Like, I still sometimes rock the side part. I don't fuck with my skinny jeans.
It's called their parents were too afraid to discipline them.
They wanted to, like, invent flare leggings, which were already a thing back in the day.
Yeah, called yoga pants.
Exactly.
I still have yoga pants.
So do I.
Me too. They're gray. I do have a hole in them, but I still have them.
It's like, you're not inventing anything that's already invented.
They were already invented.
They're trying to bring back low-rise jeans, which I know I said earlier, but still.
No.
What's next?
You will
bell bottoms?
You will never catch me in low-rise jeans. And if you do, just shoot me.
And they also, by the way, no one can pull off a middle part.
I don't even know. Do I have a middle part?
I have a middle part sometimes. I think like I most do. Of the time I have a middle part.
My bangs go my side. I do have side bangs. So I think I have a part right here. I don't know if that's the middle or not.
I have my middle part. Like,
I don't have much hair, so I can't really pull so much to one side because then it looks like I have like no hair on the other side. So,
but like sometimes I'll rock like side to side, but most of the time it just falls right down the middle. So rude.
But I do have the side.
But I'm saying they're like trying to get people who can't rock it to come back. Like if your hair naturally falls like that, like mine, I've been parting to one side for so long. Yeah. When it tries to do a middle, it just looks.
Some people have a like little cowlick too, so they literally can't. Like mine, I have a cowlick right here, but because of my side bangs. But you know, flip it over.
They're like trying to make it a thing, and they're also trying to say bangs.
They're trying to bring back bangs.
No, they're trying to say bangs make you old.
I have side bangs. Actually, some people can pull off the full like bangs, and it looks better.
I cannot. I had those when I was a kid.
Me too. I had them in 5th grade and knew they do not work well with me.
Y'all are talking to the person who got called Dora the fucking Explorer. Thank you. Literally, I went home crying so many times from off the bus because they would just make fun of me.
Mine, because my hair is curly, so I literally would have to like straighten them and curl so they would work. Otherwise, if they're flat, they looked horrible.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I came up on my memories on my Facebook. And I got to the one post that I made that my cousin, I remember this. I was sleeping on my aunt's couch, getting ready to head back to where I lived, which was 6 hours away. And I woke up and my cousin was rolling a fucking comb in the front of my hair.
What?
So my hair got stuck.
Oh no.
And I am very, I love my hair like so much. I was hysterically crying. Like my aunt called my mom and was like, I don't know what to do. Like she was like, just send her home with it. And I had to drive 6 hours with a comb stuck in my hair. And I had to stop and get gas. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was.
Did you have to cut it or did you finally get it out?
What did you do to get it out?
I cut my bangs. I had no choice. No choice.
I was going to say, I would just take scissors to it.
I'm trying to find the picture so I can show you guys because it was bad.
Yeah. See, I grew up with my grandmother being, she was a hairdresser. So for years, I just went to her.
I never really went to a hairdresser until like high school.
I wasn't allowed to until I was of the age of 18.
I never really, well, my hair was so like short and didn't really grow and it still doesn't grow, which makes me mad.
Biotin.
I know. But I am going to go see a dermatologist, so I'm going to ask about it.
Biotin.
I know. See, biotin only works for certain people.
Yeah. But it has looked a lot better than the like last year, I think. Don't you think?
I deleted the picture.
Because, I mean, if you look at one picture I have, I can't remember. Because it's at Chantel's birthday.
Because you stopped coloring it so much.
I bleached it. But I miss my blonde hair.
But the more you bleach it, the worse it becomes.
Yes, I know.
See, well, and that's why I want to go back to my brown. It's because I just want normal. See, that was kind of like a picture with me with bangs.
I don't know what I wrote.
I don't have that picture because it's like back in like middle school. Oh, see, that's not bad. I like that. My friend right now has bangs and it looks good on her. I could never pull it off. I couldn't do it. I like my side bangs. I cut them a little bit, but I like
my. I get like my face framed.
Yes,
but I don't. Too.
Yeah,
I can't do bangs now. I can't. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, bangs are really cute. See?
I mean, I rocked the straight bangs when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. So did I.
Yeah, no.
That was like a go-to thing my mom always made sure I had was straight across bangs.
I had fifth grade, I did that because I wanted them, but mine were never like.
I just kind of had like the. After. When I got older, I just kind of did like the. Because I have such thick hair that there wasn't much I could really do with it in the terms of like. So I did bangs. It looked weird because it was just like, oh, you just have this giant poof, and I couldn't get them out of my face. So I just did the stuff that, like, framed your face.
I need to go dye my hair back to brown.
I want to. I have my extensions, so I don't want to, like, I want something to go good with those for, like, the summertime, but I miss my blonde hair.
I've also thought about chopping off my hair.
I have said that, to go bald and see what my hair grows back. Sometimes it could grow back thicker.
I mean, I've thought about going bald. I did. I thought about, like, shaving my head. And I even asked Matt, I was like, what would you do if I shaved my head? And he was like, you would still be beautiful. All that other bullshit. And I was like, whatever. But I can't bring myself to do it. But I do kind of want to chop my hair again to, like, my collarbone. It was so cute.
I'm trying to get my hair to grow back out.
But see, and that's what I'm also trying to do. Like, my hair is super short right now.
Yep, same.
Like, it's only barely to my boob.
I feel that.
Yep, I'm trying to get my hair to grow back out. And then the way we colored my hair this time, like, I'll be able to continue with the blonde without just drawing everything else that I've done to it.
Nice.
Because I go, like, every 8 weeks.
Yeah, I need to go back.
I haven't been got my trim yet since, I think, October. No, yes. November.
I space things out.
I haven't got my hair done since, like, September.
I think it also helps that, like, growing up with a grandmother who was a hairdresser, it was, like, pretty consistent where, like, we just got in the rhythm of plop child in chair. Grandmother comes by and cuts hair.
My grandma tried to cut my hair, and I finally had to tell her to stop because it was so bad. She was so uneven.
Oh, my God. So, funny story from childhood. So, I had hair, like, falling in my face. My mom left for the day. So I was like getting annoyed, and I guess I kept like batting them out of my face. And my dad finally decides I'm just going to chop them.
Oh, God.
With kitchen scissors.
Oh, God.
Did they put the bowl over your head where it has a...
No, they were crooked. Oh, they were crooked. And my mom came home and she looked and she goes, "Your mother's a hairdresser."
My God, that's awful.
So she had to take me over to my grandmother and be like, "Can you please fix your granddaughter's hair? Because your son decided to try to cut her."
Yeah, my grandma tried to cut my hair and it was so uneven. She was like, "Oh, I'm just going to take off a little bit more, just a little bit more," and kept going. And I was like, "Mom, take those scissors away from your mother, because, like,
no,
you can't get closer." Nope. She was already pushing the limit for how short. It was still, like, uneven bad. Like, she tried. I get it. She tried. You know, she was just trying to help her granddaughter out, but.
Yeah, I went to one place, and she did not listen to what I wanted and cut way too short. And then my hair never grew back.
That reminds me of my brother.
This is how blonde my hair used to be in high school.
Holy shit. You look so freaking white, Kristen.
I am. I am pale. This was like winter. Actually, the beginning of summer, because it was June.
So my brother and I went to go get our haircuts, and we went to like the Walmart Supercuts right before school started. All right? Keep that in mind. It was like my junior year. It was my brother's freshman year or something like that, 8th grade year, something like that. So we go in, they trim my hair. It looks good. I left. My brother used to always get his hair done as a 4. Mm. So he sits down. He's like, "All right, I want a 4, you know, like light fade, whatever. I don't know. Guy's haircuts."
Yeah.
And so she was like, "Okay." Shaved his entire head.
Oh.
And my brother came out and he was like, "Dad." And my dad was laughing so hard. It was great. But he was like, "Son, you need to learn when you sit down to hold up the number," because that's what my dad always does. If he wants a 2, he'll show up. He'll be like, "I want a 2 and hold up 2 fingers. So now every time my brother gets his hair done, "I want a 4. I want a 2. Like, I want a 3. Like, always hold it up to make sure that they know. But it's,
that was bad.
He looked like a serial killer. It was great. I loved it. But
that's always the greatest thing ever.
Always. And then my sister cut her own bangs when she was young. But except she didn't stop cutting her bangs.
Ooh.
And they were like up to like the hairline. And it was like picture day at school. Yeah. It was. The pictures are so bad.
That's bad. That's really funny though. It was great.
I love looking at those pictures.
Oh, the things that we used to do when we were younger.
Ugh.
Actually, I cut my sister's hair.
Really?
Yep.
How bad?
It was bad. It was really bad.
We did not do that. We got in fights. She poured milk over me and chased me around with Febreze, but that was about it.
No, my cousin cut mine when I was 2. I had hair down to my waist by the time I was 2. And him and I were like super close as cousins, and we were going to get married. Whatever. And so yeah, we were going to get married, and every bride goes to the salon when it's their wedding day.
Oh, no.
So he grabs a chunk of my hair, like this much, in the back, and just chops it off. My mom came home and saw me and lost her shit. She was crying. I wasn't even crying. I was like, whatever. She was bawling because, I mean, obviously, I have really pretty hair. But I had very thick, long hair.
Well, and when you cut it like that.
In the back, super short.
You have no choice but to cut the rest of it.
Yep, so that's when I got the bob. And then she gave me the bangs.
Oh, no.
And then it stayed that way until I was about 9. And by the time I was like 7, I was pretty chunky and pretty dark. So when I say I look like Dora, you guys can imagine.
You look like Dora.
I look like Dora.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think I was in like middle school when I finally was like, "Mom, I need to get it, take it off." Because up until middle school, I had the hair down to my butt, like beautiful, long, luscious, but it was so hard to take care of.
You guys are so lucky.
No.
My hair doesn't grow any longer. I had like no hair when I was a kid.
So I used to have really thick hair, like not as thick as Maggie's, but like close.
Yeah. Thanks. repose this side of my family. Thank you for this.
I like my friend's hair. She has like the perfect medium, like the long, it goes long, but it's like not too thick. And it's not, it's kind of like your hair.
My hair is so thin.
Not too thick and not too thin. So it works out.
But no, I had hair like, I would say probably like half as thick as Maggie's, maybe a little bit more. And I went to go get my hair done at the cosmetology school.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl decided that she was going to thin out my hair.
Why?
Oh, why?
And ever since then, it's never gone back. Because she said I had a lot of it. She's like, oh, so thinning it would make it feel so much better.
No.
It was like summertime.
For Maggie, maybe.
It was like summertime in Arizona. So I was like, oh. Yeah. Oh, she was like, yeah, it'll grow back.
No.
Never grew back. Now my hair looks like this, and it's flat. And there's no volume, and it looks like shit. So I'm not gonna say your name, but
talk to Bianca.
I've asked her, and I was like, "Is there any way to thicken my hair?" And she said, "No, not really."
Yeah, you can't. And once it's thin, it's like really. You can get it length if you, make it. You could put like whatever it's called.
I could tease my hair.
Yeah, or put like mousse in it.
No, I can't do mousse. I have very oily hair.
Mousse makes my hair look greasy.
Exactly. So just my hair looks 10 times as greasy.
I just have always had really thick. Like, it's all, like, my Nana had really thick hair. My mom has had thick hair. Like, most females in my family have had pretty thick hair on my mom's side. So it's just, everyone's like, oh, it's nice. It's like, yeah, but you guys don't have to deal with it in the summer, which is why I always chop it off. Because I'm like, I can't deal with the heat. And it gets so heavy. Like, when I was a kid, like, it had to be up. It very rarely could be down because it was so heavy on my neck that it was doing, like, one mm-hmm. of these where my head was constantly being pulled. And it would just, I was like, I can't do it anymore. It's too heavy. Like, even when I was in middle school, like, my mom had to sit there and brush it out for me because I couldn't.
Yeah, my dad. Couldn't do it. I still get, I show Matt like almost every day, I get rat's nests, like the size from ear to ear. And when I was younger, my dad used to sit there and I would only let my dad brush my hair. My mom was always so mean. She would just sit there and just like yank and yank. My dad would sit there for as long as it took going end to the top, as slow as he could and as little hair as he could. And he would get caught in a knot and he'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry, baby. Let me just a little bit more. And then brush it out. Yeah. To this day, when I went out to Arizona, I was like, Dad, I have a rat's nest. And he was like, all right, go sit down. And I sat down. And I was like, yay! So happy. My dad's going to brush my hair. But yeah, no, I get. Yeah. I was the same way, though. That's why I always wore hats. Always.
My head's too small for hats.
I have a very small head, but I've worn hats since I came out of the womb. So it's the only way to get my hair to stay down. Because I was born with, like, hair sticking straight up. As much gel as you could put in my hair. Grease, hairspray, mousse, you name it. My parents tried it. It would stay for about 2 minutes and then would come back up. So my mom got tired and was like, fuck it. Just throw a hat on. And then that's how I became a hat person.
So I've played sports that have always involved something.
Yep.
Same. Visor, hat, something.
Well, yeah, mostly a visor. Well, when I played softball, we had visors more than a hat.
And then I started wearing ball caps.
Yep. I did buy one when I went to see the Boston Red Sox, but I never really wore it.
I mean, at the same time, though, like, I grew up with a boat. Like, my grandfather had a boat, so going out on the boat, like, you wanted a hat if you were just stationary somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when you're younger, your parents would put a hat on when you were younger, but I never really.
As an adult, I don't even care now. I'm like,
I can't
wear one. I still have them. During summer, I'm still. Ooh.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. I'm just not a hat person.
I also left all my hats in Arizona.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Except for like two of them. And one of them was my brother's old T-ball cap that I still wear because it fits my head.
Nice.
Well, this was today's episode. We should probably wrap up.
Yeah, we've been talking for a while.
So we have been talking about getting a YouTube channel out so you guys can actually see what we do behind.
see the straight up
how weird we are. Like,
and how we all have like ADD and we can't sit still.
But I really, well, I can't sit still because I have to go to the bathroom.
But. Dude, same. I have to pee. This beer.
Yes.
Well, so we're all drinking the Bud Light seltzers because Maggie decided she was going to have a beer before she
was like, she was 45 minutes late.
And this motherfucker was late. So Kristen and I were like, fuck
let's
it.
Let's crack one
so
open.
So we crack it open. And then this bitch gets here and she's like, oh, can I have one?
It's like you already had one.
It was really good. But now I have to pee.
Now I have to break the seal. Whew. But I want more.
But you want more. But so, yeah, so we're going to put a YouTube channel out. It'll be under the K&M Queens, hopefully, if that name's still available. So, yeah. So check. You'll have to check that out, and we'll let you know when we post that. So, yeah, this was this week's episode. Hopefully you liked it.
Kristen, hurry up. I got to pee so bad.
Okay. Well, so email us at knmqueens20@gmail.com if you have any advice you want to give us.
Or maybe we can just keep talking.
No. You keep talking, I'm going to piss my pants.
Anyway,
what, you don't want to hear about how I'm...
No. I can save it for next week because I got to go to the bathroom. Anyway, so just email us if you want us to give us cookies. Ideas or if you want advice from us, you know, just get us an email.
Okay.
We all have one.
Well, we love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Peace out, guys.
Bye. Bye.